In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing in the second paragraph of volume 26, May 31st, 1929. And Jesus just told Louisa God does everything completely. It's never incomplete what God is doing. Adam rejected the divine will. It was 4,000 years of praying for the Messiah to come to earth. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus has found the newborn, Louisa. He says he gives this gift back to humanity through Louisa. And so therefore, we're going to reacquire the gift that Adam lost. So Jesus says this. But while mankind would not think about this return of the divine will, we, Triune God, did think about it. And this formed our martyrdom of love. This we're talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This martyrdom of love that has lasted about 6,000 years. This secret martyrdom of the love of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And what we can see with what God gave to Saint Faustina, there's more rays of light coming from his Sacred Heart. We're going to see even more, Jesus says. When the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven, we're going to see 360 degrees, the whole surface of Jesus's heart radiating light to all of humanity. This light, this love, this life of God. And Jesus says, this martyrdom of love, this martyrdom has lasted 6,000 years, and it's the secret martyrdom and increased our flames of love. So we see with Mary's heart, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. These flames of love are going to consume humanity to burn away all that is not of God. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is going to consume humanity. This fire that's coming upon the earth is going to be glorious. It's going to be ecstasy for those who love God. For those who don't love God, it will be wailing and grinding of teeth. It will be horrible. Because they're going to experience what they hate, what they reject, what they don't want. And that's what the devil sees. The devil will not come close to Jesus and Mary. The devil, is, if you want to know, is under her foot. She's crushing his head. And what's coming is the new era where humanity is going to be freed from the devil. We were freed when Jesus died on the cross. We were freed from the slavery of the devil. And now with this new era, the era of the divine will, this third fiat that's coming upon the earth, humanity will be freed from all that is oppressive. When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. That's what's coming. We rejoice in this fact, knowing that this is what's going to happen. In the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph. So we pray with confidence and joy. We pray with certitude, with great hope that God's going to complete what he has started. And this is what he says. He says, these flames of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, devoured us so much as to be unable to contain any longer. I, Jesus, he says, wanted to come to you, Louisa, in order to break the secret. So here, the secret of God, the treasures of God, this is what Jesus tells us about Louisa. The secrets of God, the treasures of God, the secrets of the Holy Spirit, the treasures of the Holy Spirit are going to come upon the earth. God's going to manifest what this is about, but he has to see what we want. He has to give us what we want. And if we don't want this, God says, then you have to stand over on this side. And the kingdom will be given to the other side. Jesus says that there will be a great chastisement, but the large majority of humanity will be gone. He says, but my mother is marking all my children, all the little children of the holy divine will, and no harm can come to them. And those that are marked by my mother, Jesus says, the chastisement will have little or no effect. And he says, the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children in the holy divine will. Why? What is God doing? Why is this happening? It's because we are, this is what Jesus has given us. He's given us the book of heaven. And as we learn and study and put this into practice, we begin to live heaven now, not after we die. Jesus says, I rose from the dead. Why? To have humanity rise from their human will, to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, to live a life of heaven. That's why he says, those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell. Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. Let's just think about your family. When you're with your family, are you bringing heaven to them? Peace, joy, and happiness? Or are you bringing hell to them? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Are you teaching your children how to trust God? Jesus, I trust in you. Or are you teaching your family, oh, it's going to be terrible. Doom and gloom is coming. It's Jesus is in charge. He's our Lord. He's our Master. He's our King. He's our Savior. He's our God. And Our Lady is the mother of all that Jesus is. How can we be sad? How can we be afraid? I mean, even death, for us, death is nothing. Death is the door to the Trinity, Jesus shows us. It's to enter into this abundant life, to be peaceful, joyful, and happy is what we are supposed to be living. Not a doom. We're not doom and gloomers. Oh, yeah, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be difficulties. Let's just look at a birth. The difficulties that a woman has to go through to give birth. The pain is more intense. The pain is coming quicker and quicker until the child is born. Until, for us, the kingdom is established. In us, this dirt, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. That's where it has to begin. Our Lady said, if you want peace, peace must be in your heart. If you want a peaceful family, it must begin with each and every one of us. We don't point our finger and say, what are they doing? How come they're doing this? That's the devil. It's what am I doing? Are you living a Catholic life? Are you living that universal life? Is confession part of your life? I mean, not just once a year, not once every 6 months, but at least once a month. The saints say it should be about every 2 weeks going to confession. Every 14 days, basically, this is how I've been living. This is what I've given to my family. This is what I've given to my God. This is what I've done to my friends. This is what I think, say, and do, and I don't want to live like this. Confession has to be part of our life. And I know that it's being attacked all over the place. It's being attacked by the news media, by everyone. Oh, confession, how what a terrible thing. But that's the way Jesus set it up. These are Jesus's plans. Jesus says this. He says, this love devoured us so much and unable to contain this love, I come to you, Louisa, to break the secret. I felt the need to make for you, Louisa, an outpouring of love, to say to you, Louisa, I, God, want to give what man rejected. I, God, want to give my divine will to reign upon earth again, as it is in heaven. That's why he redeemed us. To live like this? No, he redeemed us so that we can be sanctified. And now is the time for sanctification. That's why it seems like everything is falling apart, but it's not really falling apart. Everything is happening. Why? For this new era that's coming upon the earth. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And our God is saying, are you ready? I have chosen you to live at this time. I predestined you to live at this time, to work with me, Jesus says, and my mother through Louisa. And when we understand what Jesus gave to Louisa, we begin to understand what this living in the divine will is. It's to be free of all that is of earth, to embrace all that is of heaven, to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. That's heaven. So our Lord is saying to us, why did I choose to have you be alive at this time? To give you the first gift, the gift of the divine will, to give back to you what Adam lost, to give back to you what the new Adam, Jesus, possesses and the new Eve, Mary, possesses. He says this very clearly. He says, I want to give back to mankind what Adam rejected. I want my divine will to reign on earth exactly the way it reigns in heaven. Yeah, he says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. Heaven, they don't have bodies. Earth, you have a body. He says, but when the kingdom descends on earth as it is in heaven, there will be this unity between all of humanity and on our God, as God wanted in the beginning with Adam. So he says, in order to make the divine will come to reign, I had to make known to you, Louisa, what this book is, the book of heaven. I had to teach at least one human how to live this life. Mary possessed it. Theotokos, the mother of God, she possessed it. Jesus possessed it, the only son of the Father, the only begotten son of the Father. Jesus and Mary possessed this gift, the new Adam and the new Eve. The firstborn is Louisa. That's what Jesus teaches. She received this fullness of life of Jesus, this fullness of life of Mary. God is now asking us, do you want this life? The life that the saints dreamed of. The saints knew how to do the will of God. What Jesus and Mary teach Louisa is how to live in the will of God. This is what's so spectacular, what God is doing. He says, I do this in order to make the divine will come to reign, and I had to make it known to you, Louisa, to the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. Therefore, the necessity to manifest to you, Louisa, so many knowledges, so many truths, so many promises that I've given to you, Louisa, about the divine will. And as we read this, he expands our capacity to embrace this kingdom, the kingdom that's been hidden, the kingdom that no one knows about, the kingdom. See, he's saved the best for last. And now in this era, when it seems like everything is falling apart, God is getting everything in order. He's saying to each and every one of us, what do you want? I have to give this to you. How do you want to live? I have to give this life to you. He did this for Lucifer. Lucifer said, I don't want God. I want hell. God says it's yours. God is just. He's merciful, but he's just. How are we living? Are we living that Catholic life? Have we turned back to God? And now are we striving to live this abundant life of Jesus, this abundant life of Mary? The Lord's looking at us. It's necessary, he says, as God, to manifest to my people the knowledges about the divine will, the promises about the divine will, the truths about the divine will. And as you read, he keeps on expanding our capacity to embrace this gift, to live this gift. That's what we're doing. That's why we're so filled with peace, joy, and happiness. And when a person who says they're in the divine will is miserable or afraid or nervous, anxious, complaining, or negative, it just proves they're not reading. And it's up to us to say, I don't want this life of misery, the human will. I want to choose to live in God's holy divine will. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, And we pray for all the little children of the Holy Divine Will to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.